You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
The Alamo. Texas had a complicated journey, becoming the 28th state in the United States. That journey included wars with Mexico for independence. For a while, it was part of Mexico instead of the U.S. One of the most famous battles between Texas and Mexico was fought at the Alamo. Originally a church mission, the empty chapel and 3 acres of enclosed area around it became a bloody battleground, one where almost no one survived. It was 1835, and Texas was fighting for independence from Mexico. The war was called the Texas Revolution and the War of Texas Independence. Like wars today, each side battled for sections of land to claim as their own. Texas had taken over a city called San Antonio, where the Alamo was located. About 200 Texan soldiers were there to guard the place as theirs. But when thousands of Mexican troops arrived to take it back, they were outnumbered. For 13 days, they battled until Mexican troops climbed into the Alamo. Many people died on both sides, but almost all the Texas soldiers were killed. Texas lost that area of land, but the war was not over. As Texas soldiers continued to fight for independence, "Remember the Alamo" became a battle cry of inspiration and revenge. One of the disagreements between Mexico and Texas was about slavery. Texans supported the use of enslaved people, and Mexicans did not. Texas' support for slavery lasted long after it became a state and continued through the Civil War. Texas gained its independence from Mexico in 1836 and became a U.S. state in 1845. Today, the battle at the Alamo remains famous. There are at least 8 major films about it, and at least 75 books, according to Goodreads. Most of these romanticize war and celebrate the heroes. It's important to remember that historic events, especially where most of the people involved died, are shaped by the people telling the stories. The Alamo Building is now a protected and popular historic site. The museum there calls it the Shrine of Texas Liberty.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!